This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 30th. God's word for you today is stand tall. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8 verse 19, which says, the entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. Is it flowing? How has the humility been flowing? Over the next few days, we will be looking at another aspect of God's heart for us. God is saying to us, let your light flow. When your light is flowing, your light is shining. In fact, the brightness and the shine of light is the flow of light from one source to its destination. When we see light shine from one source to another destination, what is actually happening is light is flowing. Genesis 1 verse 1 to 3 says, in the beginning, God created everything, the heavens above and the earth below. Here is what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty, and a dark fog draped over the deep, while God's Spirit's wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God, let there be light, and the light flashed into being. Today, you will hear the voice of God. Your situation will hear the voice of God in Jesus' mighty name. Matthew 5 verse 14 to 16 says, you are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. God is saying that you, insert your name, are the light of the world, and that is big. To let is to allow something to happen. Jesus is saying to you and I, let your light shine. Allow your light to shine. Everything that is preventing your light from shining, this season, they will crumble in the name of Jesus. Let your light shine. Allow it and not just shine. Let it shine before other people. God is saying that if you are a child of God, you have light. You have light, so release it. If you are not a child of God, today you will get light. Release your light. Do not hold on to it. Do not hide it. And do not put it under the table. A few days ago, we talked about the difference between humility and humility. Humility is really not a word in the English dictionary, but in the Christian circles, we have coined that word to mean fake humility. There is a difference between humility and humility. Humility is stand as tall as God has created you to stand and put yourself side by side with the Most High God, and you see that you're actually nothing. So, you bow in adoration of your King. Humility is like hiding your light under the table and claiming that you are just being humble. That is not humility. That is humility. Oh, Pastor, if I let my light shine, if I bring out the quality of my person, I do not just want to be proud. That is humility, not humility. God is challenging you to let your light shine. God is depending on you to let your light shine. He is depending on you in your sphere of influence, in the family, in the community, to let your light shine. God is depending on you to be the example, the reference point, the lighthouse. God wants you to stand tall in character, in good works, as a reference point. Stand tall. Let us pray. Father, I stand tall and I shine bright for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.jesusfaithchurch.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.